Good morning, Rabbi Say. Okay, we're going to be mamshich with the fascinating shaila that we discussed yesterday. Halacha lemaisa shaila, where somebody placed schach on the sukkah, shaloi midas, they didn't realize it was somebody else's schach. This was mamish ha-maisa shahoya. And it was a huge tircha for them to remove the schach. This was a high floor, like a rooftop sukkah from a machsan that was taken from the bottom. So to take now the schach off, to go all the way down, no elevator, nothing, and start all over again, it's hours of work. So they contacted the person who was in America, whose schach it was, and the person, although was not happy with them, they acquiesced that it's okay, they could leave it on the sukkah. So this Yid is a Lamdan, a Shtukl Marbitz Torah. He asked me a Shaila, is he allowed to use the Schach as is now? Or is it a problem of Tasev Eliminosi Al Sukkah Gzula? Because that's clear. If somebody erroneously borrowed somebody else's Sukkah that they thought it was their own, or they borrowed it, there's a Prima Godim. What's not Chiddush in Prima Godim? Prima Godim holds that if Reuven borrowed a sukkah from Shimon, not even a sukkah, just the support of the sukkah, and then, so Reuven borrowed it from Shimon, and then Reuven went and he lent it to Levi, which he had no right to lay, the Shoyal had no right to lend it out. Now Levi didn't know from nothing. Levi borrowed this thing from Reuven. Prima Godim says, a sukkah gzule. A sukkah gzule. It's talking about the maimon of the sukkah. It's a part of the sukkah. It's a sukkah gzule. You have to be very careful. Comes out, you know, the Prima Godim is telling you, if you borrow something to make a sukkah, obviously not a tool, because that won't make the whole sukkah stolen. But if you borrow a component that makes up the actual sukkah, and it turned out that thing that you borrowed, the person who lent it to you had no right. I'll give you a very simple case. You go borrow something from a guy's kid. Right? A couple of 2x4s. You go to the neighbor. Yes, the bar mitzvah bacha, you know, I need a couple of 2x4s. And the father, let's say the father will be makbid. If it's nichalei, fine. Father's makbid. But the kid did it. Your whole sukkah is a sukkah gzula. As they stay in Prima Godim. Right? So, the question is over here, it's clearly no longer gzula. Because the shoyel shalemidas, the fact that you took the schach without the guy's permission, not bedas, is no longer gzula, which is what the manal was calling out about yesterday. Now the guy says it's okay, you could use it. So it's no longer a sukkah gzula. But the question is, when you put it onto your sukkah, it was a sukkah gzula. On your sukkah was a gzula. I want you to know, kama v'kama achroinim. Answer Toysis Kasha on Daftes. Toysis on Daftes asks, why do I need a special pasuk to say that a sukkah gzula is pasul? It's a mitzvah b'aveira. Famous Toysis. Because of this Kasha, Toysis is big chidush. Maybe mitzvah b'aveira is the Rabbanan. Big chidush. So the achroinim, who don't accept Toysis chidush, that mitzvah b'aveira is only the Rabbanan. In fact, there's a steer with Toysis from Toysis there, and Toysis is Daf Lamed. Toysis says you don't need a pasuk. That you're not yoytze with a lulav agozel, al flachem typically mitzvah b'avera. Toys asan davlamit. So what do you mean if mitzvah b'avera is only the rabbanon? What's his question? Chilukim and this and that, whatever it is. The bottom line is that the achronim answer toys kasha by saying very simple: if it would just be mitzvah, is this case I'm giving you. If it would just be mitzvah b'avera. As long as the guy before Sukkot, whoever you stole it from, says it's okay, so it's okay. It's okay. With the Sukkot itself, intrinsically, was never possible. Masha'en Kain, now that the Torah said that Sukkot Gzul is possible, now it's a mitzvah b'aveira. Now it's a Tassav Leminos. That's how they answer, that's Gufa, they answer Tayshin's Kash. With this guy, Shaila, that this guy asked me, that's an achronim answer the question. So it's really a quite a fascinating sugya. So, I'll tell you what, b'pshuta it should seem you should be yaitza. After you delve a little deeper into it, it should be totally the machloikis, balayitra, and the others. Then when you dig a little deeper, it should come out that l'kuli alma you're not yaitza. And then when you go deeper, it should come out l'kuli alma you are yaitza. And that's how I came out l'maisa. Okay. Pashkofa rishayna, you should be yaitza. Why? Gemara on daf lamed aleph. They were sitting in the sukkah of the Reish Galusa, and the old lady was screaming at them. The Rabbonon, they're all sitting in a stolen sukkah. Kula. And Rav Nachman said, Peter Ido, Ve'en Lo'el of the Me'etzim. Chazal made a Takonas Meirish, which, by the way, we're going to learn today. Mitzvah Hashem, we want to have one last, before Ben Azman, and one last Bekir Shira, Goyz Le'etzim. So I'm going to learn with whoever wants before Mincha. 20 minutes before Mincha. Kovar Asoros Meitshuva, you'll be Mamayit a little bit of your lunch. For those that want, 20 minutes, you could be Mefalsim to the Bochum. 20 minutes before Mincha, we will, what's that, 1:15, right? One Mincha, one. So 1:15, right after the, I'll be giving a shir before that anyway, 1:15, here in the Beis Medrash, okay? Till 1:35. And after Mincha will be shir on Dalad Minim. Okay? And tonight is the Mechir of the Dalad Minim. So, Lamaisa, the Takonas Merish. Takonas Merish means that now Chazal will misaken that the person who stole the wood doesn't have to give back the wood. He's coin it. Coin it. No problem. So let's say, let Lom mezogin that the schach was gegazel to schach. It's not gozel anymore. Based on the Gemara and Daflamida, it's not stolen. Because even if he went and he stole the mamish, took it, he stole it. Right? It's his now. But goy shiva for sukkahs, it's his. The Gemara says, la'achar shiva. If the guy wants it back, he should give it back to him. But goy shiva, if the guy, even if the guy in Eretz Yisrael would have said, amakbid gomer, take that schach down right now, he could have said, no. I'll pay you for it. Could have said that. Right? Let's say the phone call went differently. He called the guy in America, said, by the way, mistakenly, I took your schach, put on my sukkah. The guy would have said, you, I'm going to teach you a lesson. I don't care. It's 14 floors up. You're taking all that schach and putting it downstairs. The guy would have called the Rav. So let's say that's the way the Shaila would have come. I would have said, well, you call him back and tell him, Ayin Sukkah Dav Lamed Aleph. Pi'ita Hido, the Inglot Elot Me'etzim Bilvad. I'll pay you for the schach. So, sorry. Yeah. So, L'chur, for Megidav Zogin, B'Pshutoi, it's kosher. It's kosher. And when does it become kosher? Immediately. As soon as you put on the sukkah, there was no din to give back the schach itself. It's yours. It's like bedamim keninu. It's yours. That would be bashkofa rishayna. And therefore, there's no problem of tasav lemin asri. You're no worse than the reish kelus of a kula rabbanan. They also sat in the sukkah not knowing that it was somebody else's wood. Your mamish, that case. That's Hashkofa Rishon. Hashkofa Shnia, not Poshet. That's why I spoke about yesterday. They see the Machloikis, the way the Beis Yosef understands anyway, there's a Machloikis, Balayitim, and other Rishonim. Whether, if somebody taka doesn't pay for the wood, let's say a guy says, I'm not paying. He stole the wood, he built a sukkah, and he says, not only am I not giving back the wood, I'm not giving the money either. I'm keeping it. So, the Bali Yitr says, no good. Not Yitzim. You're not Yitzim, it's a sukkah. Then, it is a sukkah. So. Basically, Chazal only made a takonas marriage for somebody who taka about shuvah. Taka wants to pay money. But if you don't plan to pay money, then not. Azoy zokt, the Bali Yitr. Right? So, according to Bali Yitr, Aloch HaLamaisa, a real ganav, not a bal shuvah ganav, a real ganav, that taka stole wood and built a sukkah, he's not yotzei the mitzvah. If he doesn't plan to pay back. It's only that, like the Gemara and sukkah. Taka, you going to pay back? Azay zok t'bal yid. Now, the Morgan Avraham paskins like t'bal yid. Mishabur paskins like t'bal yid. So even though the Beis Yosef holds that the Bali Yitr is a das yochid, he holds that the Rishonim and sukkah are mashma not like the Bali Yitr. Rashi, and for that matter, Tosfos and others. Lamaisa, it's not so poshut. The Arachronim will hold that the other Rishonim are maskim to the Bali Yitim. It's not mafurish in the Rishonim, not like the Bali Yitim. It's the Yukim. And the Mogen Avraham paskins like the Bali Yitim. Mishabur paskins like the Bali Yitim. Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins like the Bali Yitim. Torah HaShulchan paskins like the Bali Yitim. It's pretty hard not to paskin like the Bali Yitim. Lamaisa, for us, it's pretty hard not to paskin like the Bali Yitim. So Halacha Lamaisa, we would have to say, L'chaira, that this sukkah here has a stickle problem. Because the guy who put the schach on the roof, L'chaira, according to Bali Yitim, he wasn't kainet. Because L'chaira, what's the understanding of Bali Yitim? The understanding of Bali Yitim is, it's not an automatic that when I steal something and I build a sukkah, it becomes mine. It's not automatic. It's an opportunity. If I stole something and I put it into a sukkah and I plan to pay for it, so Chazal gave me a schus that I'm coined it. Right? So almost like a purchase. Chazal said that you ganav, if you intend, when you're stealing it, when you're putting it into your sukkah, you plan to pay for it, so you now acquired it. Good. I had no L'chair over here because I was a Shoyah. Because I had no das to, and not only that, even right now I don't have das to keep it. I don't have das to pay for it. Absolutely not. If the guy would have told me I have to buy it, I would have said, no, I'm not buying it. I'm not paying you for it. I'll take it down. I'm not buying it. So L'chair, there will be a stark tzad to say that according to Bali Yitim, you're not Yotze. But not only that, if we dig even deeper, and that's Pshat in the Prima Gadim, L'chair. That's Pshat in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says the guy who was Shoyel from the Shoyel, Shaloi Midas, it's a problem of Sukkah Gzula. You could say that now, if we take a step further, even the Rishonim who argue with the Bali Yitim, if it's only in a case where you took a plant to be koinet. You took it to be koinet. I took the wood. I wanted to be koinet the wood. So now Chazal said the gazlon is koinet the wood. But if I have no intention to be koinet the wood, I have no intention to be koinet the wood. I thought it was mine. Or I thought it was borrowed. That's the case of the Prima Gadim. Then even the Rishonim will argue with the Bali Yitim would say you're not koinet. Kind of wood, I have no das to be kind of the wood. Nameila bleibt es noch als, there's no takonis merish over there. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if we dig deeper, and I think that's pshat in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim doesn't say, well, I'm going like the Shitas Bali, I'm going. No, he says, if you borrowed from somebody who borrowed it, and you didn't know, and that guy had no right to lend it to you, it's a sukkah gzula, you're not yotzei. What do you mean, takonis merish? It's not takonis merish. Takonis Merish is somebody who had asked to be koinet b'gzeila, want to be koinet. So what I'm saying is, when we dig deeper, l'chaira, this was mamish a sukkah gezula, without a takonis Merish. So now we go back to our problem. It should be tassel l'menos. So now l'kuli alma, you should have to go and pick up the schach. L'chaira. So Reb David Shlita asked, yes, the ha'ara, l'chaira, good ha'ara. His ha'ara is that l'chaira, if there's a problem of tasav loymin ha'asui, right? If there's a problem of tasav loymin ha'asui, right? So I don't understand. So how was she herself? How was the woman herself, the case where the woman came to the Reish Kalus and said, kul rabbonim besuka gzula haviyasvi, and he said, nah, ain't lo lamitzim. What do you mean? That should be tassel l'menosah. They should have to pick up the wood. Good, there's a takonis merish, but the sukkah was built with stolen wood. Elamai, how do you answer Reb David? Very simple. Gita v'yod, they burn gachas. Never became a sukkah gzula. The takonis merish was concurrently happening as you're building the schach. Azoy dafman zogun, l'choira. L'chaira. But I have a problem with that. On Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara discusses when you build a schach out of branches that have shibolim on it, that have stalks on it, that have food. It's makabel tumen. So obviously if you have roiv peiros that are growing on, it's a problem. Because you're making yischach out of something which is makabel tuma, right? It's a problem. So toisis in chulin, toisis in sukkah is ma'ira from the sugi in chulin. That the sugi in chulin seems to say that once you take a stalk that has fruit on it and you build it into the house, it's not makabel tuma anymore. So l'chayra, even if the schach, let's say you took branches of an orange tree, okay? And actually, it would be beautiful. I look up my sukkah, I'm just packed with oranges, right? But now that it's in the schach, it's not makabel tuma. So k'toy says ma'or the shaila. So what's going on? Psels maguba loichel. Av loichel maguba psula. Afal gavdom perka ova hoitev. Okay. So obviously one teretz which Rabbi Shannon gives, Tosfos himself gives in one of his tilutzim. You could say sukkah is a dir sarai. You have to ask to take it down. But again, that would only be if the fruit would still be roy after sukkahs. Assuming, let's say the case is no. You put it into the sukkah, it's done. Tosfos has a second teretz. Inami, so Tosfos says, it's no good. The be'inon de loy mekabli tume b'sha sichuch. L'chayrish state in Tosfos that there's no gita v'yode by schach. By schach you need that at the moment when I'm putting it into the schach, even though after it's in, it's part of the schach, now it's bottle. But I need b'sha sichuch, it should be double. I have to be m'sach. Ashtak arayif in Tosfos. So this teretz in Tosfos is saying, L'chayr, those are the different mahalchim and taisus. This teretz and taisus saying klar that there's no gita v'yodei. So we have a problem now with the safta. Hayi safta, we have the problem. And you should know there's a shoyl u'meishiv in the Shuvas that talks about the sugya of hayi safta. So I think like this, to make a long story short, or at least shorter than it could be, is like this. There's another sugya of Atzei Sukkah Asuhim. Right? Atzei Sukkah Asuhim Kol Shiva. There's a big machloikas we're showing them what's included in Atzei Sukkah. It means the Sukkah is also Ba'anoa. Unlike Tashmishe Mitzvah, where there is only a Bizri Mitzvah, they're not also Ba'anoa. Atzei Sukkah is also Ba'anoa Midaraisa. Right? Hukash Sukkah L'chagiga, Chaga Sukkah Shivas Yomim L'Hashem, Hukash Sukkah L'chagiga, it's also Ba'anoa. Right? Now, there's a machlokes we're showing him. What's asubano? The schach obviously is asubano. The walls are asubano also. Machlokes we're showing him. The paliatoisus, the rosh, the Rambam says clear, yes. Atzei sukkah includes the walls. I'll tell you a chiddush gadol. There's a tshuva savnei nezer. Simon Tofnun Tess, he has a big tshuva on sukkah. Gevaldige tshuva. So in Ois Tesvav, he says, I hold that the karka of the sukkah is awesome. The floor. Not only the walls. The floor. He says, what's my raya? The yeshli raya me rebeleza the poisel sukkah shulu gzula. And he says, we find over there, mesachach b'shus harabim. Elevadai da karka gam kein chashivi sukkah. The kaka is also part of the sukkah. Kaka will also be awesome. Meaning if you extend it that far. What's pshat? If you look in Reb Chaim Briskel, the Grach al Rambam, he explains the Rambam's opinion, because everybody asks on the Rambam, how could sukkah gzula, how could atzei sukkah asurim include the walls? All the other dinei sukkah don't apply to the walls. Doesn't have to be made out of psalos garen v'yokev. The dinei sukkah don't apply to the walls, right? You can make walls out of metal. You may have a problem with maimed. That's what those that are machshe maimed. They bring a raya from daf beis, b'chitzu shel barzel, sicha chagabim ksher. But the walls could be made out of anything. That's not debatable. That's a mefurish mishnah. V'kulam ksherim l'tfanas, right? So the rush is more on the shita sarambam. How could the Rambam say that the walls are also asubano? The walls don't have dinei sukkah. How's it affected the Rosh on the Rambam? Reb Chaim zogt a gewaltige teretz. Reb Chaim says, Atzei Sukkah Asugim Kol Shiva, the issue of the Atzei Sukkah, is not a din in the chefts of the Sukkah, it's in the mitzvah Sukkah. The Kiyum Mitzvah Sukkah, that's what's also Bahana. Whatever's Mahavah, the Kiyum Mitzvah Sukkah, is, I want to say that this Reb Chaim Briskel could be very meduic in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Atzei Sukkah Asugim Kol Shiva, why? Because we learn out, Chag HaSukkah Shibis Yom LaHashem, Hukash Sukkah LaChagiga. So all the Achroinim ask, why are we comparing a Sukkah? I mean, the Taz talks about it, the other Achroinim, Archlaner has a big Arichas. Why are we comparing Sukkah to Akom? It's no Shaychas. If you want to compare a Sukkah to anything to do with Hekdesh, it's Pelek HaBayis. It's Akom. Strange Gemara. Why is the Drosha that the Atzei Sukkah have Kedusha comparing it to a korban? You want to compare it to Kedusha, compare it to the Beis HaMikdash, to Perek HaBayis, Dos Idos. The Oroch Lener has it. Again, it's a famous kasha. The Teretz L'Chayr is, the state in Taz, the Taz not coming to answer this question, but L'Chayr is that according to Reb Chaim, it's Givaldik. The Isser of Atzei Sukkah is not the Cheftza, it's the Mitzvah Shabbai. That which facilitates the mitzvahs also. We know that Kedushas HaGuf, once it's Nasis Mitzvosei, Ein Bei Mishum Me'ila. Once the mitzvah is done, there's no Me'ila. Because Kedushas HaGuf, although it's the highest level Kedusha, the Kedusha is only Letzorech the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is done, so meaning even though a carbon has the highest level of Kedusha, Ein Me'ilach HaMoyel El Klisharus Ubehime, highest level Kedusha, at the same time, the Kedusha is limited for the function. It's a functional Kedusha. So it's not an objective Kedusha, it's a functional Kedusha. The Kedusha is for the Tzarech of the Kedusha of the Karb. Once it's Nasas Mitzvah, it's Eimayelabot. Be'emes by Sukkah is the same thing. The Isra'an of the Sukkah is Mikoyach, the Hisyachtus for the Mitzvah. And that's why the Anig Yom Tov is a Bamba Kasha. According to Reb Chaim, it's not a kasha. The Negemtev asks, why are you allowed to stay in the sukkah when it's raining? State in Mishnah, may emasai mutar lefanos. When are you allowed to leave the sukkah? And the Mishnah says, Mishnah says v'chamakve. Right, when the food, the portage is getting ruined. Frekt the Negemtev in his tshuvas. So I don't understand. Atzei sukkah is also. Once there's no mitzvah, daf man avos leifim. If they run out of the sukkah, Teretz is not. Kol zman the sukkah is not royally yeshiva in the Tokin Yisrael Bechlal. The Yisrael is nishtach after the sukkah, the Yisrael is the mitzvah sukkah. Once there's a bitul mitzvah, you can take a stay in the sukkah. It's gewaldig. Once there's a bitul mitzvah, you can stay in the sukkah. It's mutul lefanos. Megman areiske. It's a bombe. It's a bombe. This is a whole arichas. It's not for now. This, you go on and on. This is a... But I'm only bringing from there that you have these two functions. You have the sukkah, what facilitates the mitzvah, and you have the cheftza of the mitzvah. On what is the redin of tasav aloymin osi? The tasav aloymin osi is only a din on that of the sukkah, which is the cheftza of the sukkah, which is the chiluk of the asiyas sukkah. And God the Shoyal Umeshiv, Agav Urcha, when he comes to answer the Sugya on Lamed Aleph, your Kasha on Lamed Aleph, with the Saft, Ezog Dogma, there's no psul in the Heftz of the Sukkah. Even Gezel is a psul in the Kiyum Mitzvah of the Sukkah. Right? The Balabayas goes into the Sukkah, he could be Yotz in the Sukkah. The Gazlan goes in the Sukkah, he can't be Yotz in the Sukkah. Is the Sukkah Kosher or Apostle? It's not Apostle Sukkah. It's Apostle in the Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah to get psul. On a mitzvah of psul, there's no din tasav loymin osi. Tasav loymin osi is when it's a structural. You understand? This is the achronim say even more than this. I have to run, but the achronim say even more than this. The achronim say, let's say you have a zmani psul, like lamoshel, a bias is potter from mezuzah the first 30 days. Many soichrim, you put up a mezuzah right away. It's not even so poshut that you shouldn't, because fully in machlokes we showing him why within 30 days. We're not learning Hilchos Mezuzah now, but there's a big machlokes. Why within 30 days Does a renter not have to put on a mezuzah? Is it because Shema Yachzah, but there's a Rashi holds like that? Some hold because it's not near a Kishaloy. It's only a Chiv de Rabbana by a Seicha. Now, the Seicha puts on the mezuzah before 30 days. I always tell Seichem to put on before 30 days. First of all, they usually have a lease. So you have to know that if it's not possible to be Chayzer, it could be you have to do it right away anyway. I always tell them, put it on. Put on right away. Now here's your Shaila. On the Tzad that you weren't Chayiv yet in mezuzah, is it a problem of Tassav Lemon Osi? When the 30th day comes, so the Achronim say it's only as mani as tikkun chasan. If them in the talking them for tassel lemonos, there's nothing wrong with the kviyas hamezuzah. There's nothing wrong with the bias. Elamai zman kumt. They say another dogma to this. The Gemara says if you sichech al gabi mavui sheyesh leilechi. The halach is migud avidoyf and l'shabes avidoyf and l'sukkah. So now that mavui, since it's called a wall for Shabbos, it's called a wall for Sukkah. When does that happen? By Shkia. Right? So I come up, first day Sukkah is Shabbos. I put up my schach on top of the mavui. Yeah? When did I put up my schach? Hopefully not Shabbos. Yeah, I put up my schach on Friday. And Ramah brings down, there's a sheet that holds that if you put up schach before the Tfanis, it's Tassav Lemon also. When did my sukkah become kosher? By Shkia. Then I collect the schach. It's tassel limnos. That's shinas. Mani is tikazach. This haste is chasaran in the actual asir. So lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, once we go all the way in here, there's no problem of tassel limnos. Hey, yoist that the schach alone, batzmusam, was kosher. The psul is only on the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah, big zlanusa. So even though here we're coming out lemaisa, it would be called gazlanusa. There's no takonos me'erish on this guy. That's how we're coming out lemaisa. But now that the guy was moichelim, if the guy wouldn't have been moichel taki, he wouldn't have been yoitzim mitzvah sukkah. But now that the guy was moichelim, so now the kiyum mitzvah is not big gazlanusa. Elamai, the construction is no problem.